let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. If you had to pick a word to describe season 6 of WeTV's hit reality series, Braxton Family Values, I think tumultuous would work. This season, tensions between the Braxton sisters have hit an all-time high, causing four of the five sisters to walk off the set of their show. And then there was one, the last Braxton standing, Tracy. She's our guest on today's This Week in America. An actress, writer, singer, TV and radio personality, entrepreneur, philanthropist, Tracy has devoted much of her adult life to social work for children with disabilities, a motivational speaker to charities and nonprofit organizations for females around the world, an advocate for a number of organizations. She released her first album in 2014, Crash and Burn, reached number 11 on the relaunched Billboard R&B Albums Chart, number 1 on the Heat Seekers Albums Chart. Her single, Last Call, peaked at number 16, and this year released the single, Broken Things, with sisters Tony, Tawanda, and Trina, and in August released Lifeline, the lead single for her newest solo album, On Earth, which is now available. Also this year, her acting debut in the feature film, Sinners Wanted. For Braxton Family Values, WeTV, Thursdays 9 Eastern and Pacific, Tracy Braxton with us on This Week in America. Tracy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm ecstatic to be here. Thank you.
What an exciting year this has been for you. But let's go back to when this all started. When you said to your sisters, this is my life, I love you guys, but I have to look out for myself. How difficult was it coming to that decision?
It was a big decision. I never thought that I would never, like, not say, can't say never, that I wouldn't be working with my sisters. But you will see them back on there. I felt as though I had to stay true and be committed to the contract that I signed off on. You know, to me, because of the contract, you have to wait till the next season. You cannot do it in the middle of the season and say, okay, I'm a boycott. You have to wait till the next season to get what you want, you know, and you just can't just drop everything off and say, no, I'm not doing this.
Right, and then
you have to commit.
Well, yes, and then your celebrity friends came in. This is interesting to watch. Who all have we seen and will we see for the remainder of the season coming to be there with you for the program?
Oh, you see Phaedra Parks, Linnell, she's a comedian, Natalie Nunn, that was on Bad Girls Club, my girlfriend Nikki Moore, she's an upcoming comedian, she lives in the DMV area, and you will see I Love New York, who else, Kim, who else, oh my goodness.
Well,
Flav. Oh my God, how can I forget Flav?
Well, yes, and you'll have to watch to see everybody coming in to participate in the rest of the season of Braxton Family Values. Thursdays 9 Eastern Pacific, of course, on WeTV. You've got so much going on the program. We're watching you how to learn to live like a cowboy. What's that experience been like for you?
Oh, wow. Never again. I'm letting you know. But I have my whiskey. That I would do again. I'll keep drinking that again and again and again. I didn't think I was called to be up on a horse, you know. It was because my Black Cowboy Whiskey is called Black Cowboy Whiskey. So it was a venture of me reenacting, you know, the Black Cowboys back in the day. And so, you know, herding cattle. Actually, it was herding heifers, like over 1,000 of them. And It was beautiful. It was beautiful. The mountains was beautiful, but being on that horse, no.
Well, it's fun to watch. It's not painful for us because we're watching you go through riding the riding the horse on the Braxton Family Values. I mentioned the success with the music. You're back with a new album, your sophomore album, solo album, and I get the impression in listening to you talk about this is the album you wanted to do. You're excited about this, and the reviews have been excellent.
Oh, my God. I was so hands-on with this. And my executive producer, Cliff Jones, he worked with Tank Genuine, Davey Boy, he worked with Missy Elliott. Oh, and I have some writers also, Chris and Teeb. They wrote for Jennifer Lopez, Sierra, Danity King, many others. So it's like, oh, I got some great heavy hitters here, you know. And making sure that my dream just like really came true.
When you look back at this season, this year, I mentioned a lot going on, and I'll talk about the grandbaby in a second, but so much going on this year. What have you learned about yourself during all of this? We have seen you make a decision, a bold decision. You not only have survived, you've thrived, it appears, for this year. What's it been like? What have you learned about yourself?
Ooh, I've learned about myself that I don't have to be a follower. I can have my own mind. Just because they're my sisters doesn't mean I have to follow my sisters all the time. Good or bad.
Yeah,
I can have my own mind.
You talked about being a cheerleader for yourself, and you've done that quite successfully. A couple of minutes left in the program. I mentioned the grandbaby. What's this been like? Because I don't think you've stopped smiling since the baby was born this year.
Oh, my goodness. No one ever told me. This is a different kind of love. I have my son. Yeah, but this love is like, oh, my God. And even though he have his moments that he'd be really mean and you don't want me to look at him in his face, I do believe because I probably changed my hair color and he probably don't know how to read me. But the way he looks at you and it's like, oh, it's like the song Lifeline, like, oh, my God, like Grandma, like Duchess, you are my lifeline. You're going to protect me. You're going to make sure I'm taken care of. And it's, oh, it is such a joy. I can't stop laughing and crying and smiling at all at the same time.
You know, probably came around. Yeah, probably came around at right about the right time when you needed something like that, a little diversion, a chance to get away and laugh with the baby that the baby came into your life. 30 seconds or so left. I get the impression we need to stay tuned for the finale, the end of the season. Is surprises in store? Surprises in store?
Oh, it's a big, deep surprise. And you have to watch it on WeTV on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. It is so juicy. It's juicier than the other juiciest from the Black Sheep.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it the remainder of the season and the finale. WeTV's hit reality series, Braxton Family Values. Tracy Braxton with us on the program. WeTV, Thursdays 9 Eastern Pacific. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.